Welcome to the new web, most often called Web 2.0. It is all about the free new tools such as blogs, wikis, photo and video sharing, and social networking that people are talking about and that many are already using. So what's that mean for education? These tools are changing how people, including our students, interact with the world. The changing nature of information and the new ways our students understand and make sense of the world signal that we need new strategies and new tools for teaching and learning. The challenges of the new millennium require that students be adaptable and analytical, and that they have the skills to identify and use the best tools in a rapidly changing environment. Why should you care about these new tools and methods? After all, in spite of all the hype, technology has not yet changed schools very much. So why now, in an era of no child left behind and high-stake testing, should we care? As you will see, the world has changed, our students have changed, and traditional schools are no longer up to the task of educating young people for the future. You may say that the technology as we have known it is good enough, that these new tools are uncontrollable and students are venturing into uncharted territory. What was so bad about last year's tools? With Web 1.0, students could find information online and use it, with proper citations, of course, to write reports using a word processor or PowerPoint. They could show their work to peers in class and parents at home and store it in portfolios on the school server. Sometimes they could even create web pages that the district might allow to be posted. Now they can write directly online in a blog and get immediate feedback from peers and others who could be anywhere. They can collaborate with peers near and far in a wiki, also directly online. They can post photos, videos, podcasts, and other items online. The difference is that they can do the posting. They control the tools of production and publication. There are no more gatekeepers. With these tools, people are changing the way that the real world works, business practices, as well as social activities. Why not use them to change schools?